Okay. In the Kolel Bechinas, so Rav Shasha likes to ask if in Parshas Yisro, in the Sarsa Dibros, it says Zachar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kadsho, and in this week's Parshas Veschadim it says Shamar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kadsho. So how come in L'Chal Dodi we say Shamar V'Zachar V'Dibur Echad, not Zachar V'Shamar? So the answer is always because Rav Shlomo Alkabitz is spelling out his name, Shin Lamed Mem Hei. And therefore, it needs to have Shamar before Zachar. That's why. So, you have this week's parsha is Shamar. Is you have to the Lo Sases of Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about. Obviously, I just want to touch upon one issue that's practical, especially nowadays. If you've bought a refrigerator in the last few years, or if you're going to buy a refrigerator in the next few years, refrigerators, as we know them, have changed dramatically. Some people, the best they know about refrigerators on Shabbos is the light is on when you open the fridge. Like, that's the worst thing. There's actually a lot more to refrigerators on Shabbos, and especially more in the last few years. And we should be aware of what the issues are. Halach l'maisha. Let's go with the history of refrigerators. Decades ago, when the mechanical refrigerators made their way to Jewish homes, so the poskim weighed in on the issue of opening them on Shabbos. If opening and closing the door, forget the bulb for a second, but causes the refrigerator to turn on, essentially. You have to understand how a refrigerator works in a moment. We'll explain that. And there were those who said that you can only open it if the motor is running, that it's cooling in that moment. Some said it was us to open it no matter what. You couldn't use a refrigerator on Shabbos. And some said that it was 100% mutter to open the refrigerator whenever you want. Now, we know what the minhag is. The minhag is that we open the refrigerator whenever we want on Shabbos, regardless of whether the decompressor is running or not at the end of the day. But that was the machlokes. So let's set up the issue here. In a mechanical refrigerator, the way it creates cooling is that it uses a compressor, where the coils heat up, and then when the coils then begin to cool down, it creates cold air inside the coils, and then that coil, full of the cold air, when it's decompressing, is then blasted through the fridge in order to make your food cold. It generates its own cold air. How come your refrigerator doesn't turn into an ice box every single time? Because there's a thermostat in it. And the thermostat says, well, if it gets this cold, it drops this level, turn off the compressor. Now it's not going to blow cold anymore. And there's always this balancing act, this dance of your mechanical refrigerator either turning on and turning off, turning on, turning off, deciding and to know when it's too cold or it's not cold enough inside the refrigerator. And when that happens, so we have an issue. Because if I open up the fridge on Shabbos, and the warm air goes in because I open up the fridge, so now that's going to essentially cause, at a certain point, the fridge to turn on. The compressor is going to run, and it's going to cause it, so the motor to turn on Shabbos. It's a grumma, but
doors in Shabbos, why is it exceptional?
Because it's more compact. It's more compact. If I open up the door to my house, it's so, by the time the air comes in, it's so far away at the end of the day, we're not as concerned. In the case of,
I don't know, does it 100% or 90%?
The psik ratio means 100%.
So therefore, the refrigerator is not 100%.
Even if it's not a psik ratio, even a grumma is still usar on Shabbos. A grumma is still usar on Shabbos. You can't lechatchila use a grumma. Grumma is only used in a situation of need base. So what's the issue over here? So let's go through the different range. The Chazanish, as quoted by Rissen Karelitz in the Chutzan on Shabbos, held that it's always usur to open a fridge on Shabbos, even when the motor is running. Because certainly when the motor is not running, says the Chazanish, because if it's not running, you open up the fridge, you're going to cause the compressor to go on. But even if the motor is running, and the Chazanish said, why? Because Shema, perhaps you're going to open up the fridge, and you're going to make a mistake one day and open it when the motor's not running. That's the Chazanish. We don't make new takanos. So the Chazanish says it's not new takana. It's pashit. It's just a seichel dik application. You're going to make a mistake. If I allow you to open up the fridge only in situation A, you're going to become so used to it, you're going to open it on B, says the Chazanish, and therefore it's not allowed. However, they quote Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Orcho Shabbos saying that the Chazanish felt that was only a personal hanhaga. Personal Chazanish himself wouldn't do it, but for other people he had no problem with them opening up the fridge. The second shita, which not we, but many people used to rely on, was the Har Tzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Frank. In Or HaChaim, in Chelakav Kufna Aleph, he said that if the compressor's running, you can open it because the motor's already running. If the compressor's not running, then you can't open the fridge. You have to listen to make sure if the fridge is on or if it's not on at that time. This is the Shita of Aaron Cutler in the Chuvas Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, the Chalkas Yaakov, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Aznid Baru, the Deborah Tzina Rav, and the Shevet Levi all said you can only open the fridge if the compressor is running at that time. The Rav Henkin had such a Shita as well, and that it was proper to be machmer not to open up the fridge as well. And Rav Agio Seif and the Abi Omer said the same thing. There's a bit of machlokes regarding what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe in his Chuvos, in the Igros Moshe, in Chelek Bey Samaches and Chelek Dalad, seems to say it's proper not to open the fridge unless the motor is running. However, many of the Talmidim and people who spoke with Rav Moshe say that Rav Moshe only wrote that because he didn't want to argue with Rav Henkin. He had covered to Rav Henkin who paskened, and Rav Moshe told many, many people, off the record, on the record, whatever it is, that's only l'chumra. But really, he had no problem of a person opening up the fridge regardless. So sometimes people say Rav Moshe said to open up the fridge only the motor is running. But Rabbi Ribi, out of Simcha ben Mekonen, many, many Talmidim of Rav Moshe say that was only out of deference to Rav Henkin for his opinion. And out of cover to him. And even if you look in the Chuvos, you see Rav Moshe saying he's even not even so machmer against. He's saying it's a good thing to do, it's a nice thing to do, it's good to be machmer. You see that in his language as well in the Chuvos. However, we do neither one or two of these. Is anybody here only open the fridge when the motor's running? No? Okay. So we're all following Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo in Simen Yud that you can open up the fridge whenever you want. And he says, first of all, the fridge has already been set up to run as it should. The fridge is going to do what it's going to do regardless of you. And eventually the compressor is going to stop so it doesn't freeze. When you open the fridge door, it's not considered a malacha chashuva. You're getting involved in a process that's going to do itself regardless of you. The fridge is going to turn on, the fridge is going to turn off. The fridge is going to turn on, the fridge is going to turn off. Regardless if you're in your house at all for Shabbos or not. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you open the fridge on Shabbos, so what? You're not making such a big deal in the process of the fridge. It's a chashash grama and a davar shein miskaven. It's not my kavanah I open up the fridge that the fridge should start the motor. I just want to get celery out of the fridge, not because I want the fridge to do anything. It's a grama and a davar shein miskaven, he says, and therefore you can be lean based on the reason. And the Mishpatei Uziel and the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Sol Yaakov Fisher all said the same thing as well. And there are some people today who do open the fridge only when the compressor is running, but I think we know the minhag is like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and we open the fridge regardless at the end of the day. It should be noted, though, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman only set his heter assuming you don't put something that's very hot directly into the fridge. If you take chulent that's still hot and you stick it into the fridge when the compressor is off, so that blast of heat is going to have a more of a direct effect on the fridge. It's more direct. That's going to touch the fridge in a more direct way. And therefore, even we who are lean need to be careful not to put in hot things into the fridge on Shabbos, because that will play a closer role in causing the compressor to run. Yeah.
What about, do you have to minimize the time that door is open? You have to be crazy.
You don't have to be crazy. You have to be normal. You shouldn't. I don't think anybody wants the door to be open to an extent anyway, because you want your food to stay cold and you don't want to pay the electricity bill and all these different things like that. What are normal? If you're spending, 3 minutes, opening, putting things and the stuff away for Shabbos, I think that's fine. But air conditioning the kitchen with the fridge open is probably not okay. Okay, around the year 2000, the refrigerator companies started getting fancy and smart, and they started making smart refrigerators that were digital and not simply mechanical. And these refrigerators have command cards, which are digital computers implanted in the refrigerator, with chips, with millions of electronic cells, with smart software programmed with settings for accurate automatic operation of the refrigerator as needed by controlling and turning off and turning on the cooling compressor inside. To buy a fridge nowadays, unless you specifically are asking the dealer for a cheap fridge that's mechanical, they're going to sell you a fridge with a computer in it. That's just the way it's sold. That's standard. Because economically, it's to your benefit, as we'll explain. This is called an inverter in the refrigerator. An inverter in your fridge works the same way as your smartphone. Essentially, it never shuts off. The fridge is always running. But the difference is, is that the electronics and the brain inside your fridge, because there are sensors for humidity, they sense different temperatures in different zones of the fridge, they want to make sure that it doesn't get too hot or too cold, all these different things going on. The thing that beeps that tells you the fridge is open for too long, that is from a sensor. It's not just because a magnet's not being touched. There's a sensor telling you that it's getting warmer inside the fridge. All of those things are going on a computer. The way the inverter works is that when the fridge is always running. It doesn't turn off. The compressor is always running. But it's running at a 1, then it goes up to a 3, then up to a 7, then back to a 4. And the inverter, the compressor, is going up and down, modulating based on your usage. And the computer is making all these calculations at the same time in all fridges made nowadays. So what's the benefit to you? First of all, the fridge will last longer because just like a incandescent bulb, the incandescent bulb loses its power not just from its running, but it's turning on and off. When the filament needs to be clicked on and off, clicked on and off, that puts wear and tear on the wire as well. Just so too on your fridge, when the compressor needs to turn on and off, that wear and tear of the compressor going on and off, causes the fridge to not last as long. An inverter, they say, is supposed to make the fridge last longer because there's no wear and tear. It's just relaxing and then working a little bit more, relaxing, working a little bit more, not the same stress on the fridge of being turned on and off each time. So if that's the case, whether it's in the ice cube tray and it's in the water dispenser, all these different things, now you can get a fridge that essentially has an iPad on the front of it and you can do your grocery shopping. Whatever the fridge is doing, there's a computer inside your fridge. And when you open that fridge, you would be mistaken to think that nothing's going on. The second you open a fridge that has an inverter in it and a computer chip inside, that computer is talking. It's talking to the software. It's talking to the internet sometimes. That computer is having a conversation. And as we've said multiple times, any device that is recording information is kosev midarabbanan, according to almost all of the poskim. If you have a device that is recording information, ones and zeros, even though you can't see those ones and zeros, that recording information is asr on Shabbos, certainly midarabbanan. So for example, the question comes up, can a person wear a Fitbit on Shabbos, the little device that records your movement, heart rate, things like that, and the screen won't show. You'll turn off the screen. It'll just record the information, ones and zeros, on your belt or on your watch, whatever it is. No, because recording of ones and zeros and data information is kosev midrabanan, and that is not allowed on Shabbos. Certainly over here, even though more so that your fridge is going to do something with the digital information. It's going to make changes on the fly based on where the celery was, and where the tuna fish was, and where the milk was, and it's going to make all those calculations to make sure the fridge runs properly at the end of the day. With all these sensors going on, now you can actually, if you want to tell what your fridge is, you can look at the back, you can tell based on the setup on the back of a fridge, it will look different than the standard back of a fridge. There'll be computer chips and things like that sitting on the back of the room, whether telling whether the kitchen is light and dark, how much free space there is, giving optimal plans at any moment, and all these different types of things as well. So this issue creates an issue on Shabbos, because now a person has bought a smart fridge. I don't care if the motor's running. I care that when I open my fridge, it's going to start acting like a computer. That's what I care about. So what are we supposed to do now at the end of the day?
Shabbos mode.
Shabbos mode. So Shabbos mode does not affect the computer on the fridge. That's the problem. Shabbos mode only affects, in the fanciest of models, the beeping, if it's open for too long, and the light. That's all Sabbath mode does for you. Sabbath mode is a lot of talk, and not so much action. It does a little bit, but not enough. And GE and LG and all the different companies, that wasn't their intention. They didn't care. They thought it was enough. We did our job for the Jewish people, and that was fine. So all this raises a potential number of issues at the end of the day. In Eretz Yisrael, this was discussed at length. In Eretz Yisrael, they knew about this 15, 20 years ago, this issue going on, and they have dealt with it. The issue was is that there must have been some sort of lack of information flow to America. Because in America, nobody seems to be talking about this. Only a little bit every once now and then people make an issue. But you got to tell your friends or yourself. If you're doing room work on the kitchen and you're buying a fridge, I don't care what the fridge is. It's a big fridge, a small fridge. You're buying a fridge, you got to know what's going on. You got to make a smart decision so at the end of the day you're not being Mechal Shabbos Midurabanan each time you use the fridge on Shabbos. So let's talk about the three different suggestions that were made how to fix this problem, three different things that came out of Eretz Yisrael, and which one is accessible and which one is practical in America. Again, the most practical thing, if you don't have this at all, is just buy an old-fashioned fridge that doesn't have a computer chip in it. That's the most practical thing. But if you can't do that, and you already have a fridge, so what are we supposed to do? So I'm going to talk about the most practical one first, and then go to the least practical ones. I don't know why I did in that order, just the way that I thought about it when I wrote down my notes. So the most practical one, or the most helpful one, is the invention invented in the Mishmeres HaShabbos. The Mishmeres HaShabbos is an organization in Israel that does technological things with Shabbos. And they created a device. It looks like a thermostat. It looks like with a screen. And essentially plugs your fridge into this device, and it physically disconnects the sensors from the command card and replaces them with digital sensors that simulate cold and heat. Essentially, this little device confuses the fridge to think that it is the inside of the fridge. But really, it's a little box that makes pretend games with the fridge. It says it's getting hot, it says it's getting cold, it does it randomly, all random things to make the fridge go up and down, that the fridge essentially thinks it's being opened and closed, but it's just a game. That this device is playing with the fridge, that thinks the stuff is going on, but it's really not. And then it disconnects the door button from the electrical current, and refrigerators that thaw operates according to the number of openings, it simulates that as well, that opens the door once an hour, and then when it opens the fridge has no idea what's going on. The fridge thinks it's talking to a real life person, but really, it's in the Matrix. It's in this, you know, fake made up world that doesn't exist, and the whole thing is fictitious. And then they added to it recently a brilliant idea to this smart Shabbos device that knows the Hebrew calendar for the next like 200 years. So once you plug this thing into your fridge, this device, the Mishmeres HaShabbos, your fridge is set for Shabbos Yontiv forever. For the next 200 years. But way before your fridge is going to die. Way after your fridge is going to die. And that's what it does. You put it in once, it knows when Shabbos is, it knows when Shki is, it knows when Shabbos is over. It takes care of the whole thing. That means during the week, you use your fridge normally, and when Shabbos comes, this device takes over. The OU gave a hechsher to a device like this recently, called the Shabbos Keeper, and it only works for a GE. So right now, it's only for a GE. They only have Shabbos Keeper, Shabbat Keeper. It only works for a GE. It works on like 100 or 20 like GE models. And you take this thing, you plug it in, it tells you exactly what to do. It only works for GE because they spoke with people in GE and they worked together to create the code in order to man it. So in America, this works for GE models. And you don't have to worry about your fridge forever. It's taken care of one payment and everything's done. And you don't have to worry about Shabbos regarding your fridge. It does the lights, everything, things like that. Okay, the next thing is the Shabbos device created by the Eid HaRedis. The Badatz Eid HaRedis, you eat their food when you go to Yerushalayim, you eat their products, because they are essentially Kimat, the OU of Eretz Yisrael. They are the highest standard of Hashkacha on almost every single product in Eretz Yisrael. You eat the food of the Eid HaRedis. So they made an agreement with a European fridge company called Beko. And they produce a number of models. Fridges made by the Eid HaRedis with Beko. I don't think you can buy Beko in America, can you? I don't know. You can buy Beko. They're called Beko Badatz fridges. Beko Badatz fridges. And it's a pre-built digital Shabbos fridge in the refrigerator. During the week, the electronic command collects data on the amount of disconnects that you use during the week. It creates a record of how you use your fridge during the week. Openings, closings, average according to the data stored. And on Shabbos and Yontiv, the fridge takes over by itself. The fridge knows when Shabbos and Yontiv is coming. And then the fridge mimics your usage during the week on Shabbos. So it takes an average of your fridge use during the week, and it runs it like that on Shabbos. And the refrigerators and freezers, without a Shabbos command, they make an external device like the Shabbos device before that attaches every Shabbos, and you can use that as well at the end of the day. Or you can buy the Beko Badatz fridges that come and mimic your use during the week. Okay. Yeah.
And only freezer, is this same issue apply?
I don't know. I don't know how they make freezers, because in a freezer you just want it to be cold,
always cold
or not. I hear. I'm not sure. I don't know how they make freezers. Now. This is all I only know about freezers.
Next week
we'll do 30 minutes on the freezers. So the last suggestion here was made by Rav Halperin. Rav Halperin, the Machon HaTechnologi, which is a major technological halacha organization in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Halperin, who runs it, created a device. He made an agreement with leading refrigeration companies in dozens of models. Sharp, Samsung, LG, Hisense, which is a European model. He made an agreement with them to install a built-in Shabbos command in the refrigerator to eliminate the door and sensor circuit breakers, making an effect on the refrigerant compressor operational, always continuing on a timer. That is, essentially, the fridge operates in a way, in a condition, and will continue to operate all the time, based on the timer. The timer is installed, and which turns off the refrigeration compressor for 20 minutes, and then turns it on for 2 minutes. And essentially, your fridge, for the rest of its life, depending on the fridge, the timer that fits that fridge will fit that correct model. For the rest of the fridge's life, the compressor will go on for 2 minutes and go off for 20 minutes. Go on for 2 minutes, go off for 20 minutes. In a range somewhere like that. And it's carried out in any condition regardless of the temperature of the refrigerator. And while the compressor is running, the temperature of the refrigerator is checked. And if the heat is higher than desired, then the timer is deactivated. Essentially, it ignores the timer for a moment. And then when the thermostat thinks it's right, the timer is cut back on. The refrigerator continues to operate until the temperature drops to its predetermined temperature. And then the timer returns to operation and turns on the fridge back to its 22 operation. 2 minutes compressor on, 20 minutes compressor off. In this device, the sensors are not neutralized. In Halperin's device, the sensors are still working, but they have no effect on the refrigerator's operation. They're running, but the refrigerator doesn't care. It just ignores the sensors, and it's not really giving a digital registration at that time. There's no co-save. The information is not stored on the command card. The information is just spat away. It's not stored anywhere. The command card ignores that information. So the sensors are working. I don't know what a good mush. It's like having a sensor for your lights in your driveway, but it's not, the sensor doesn't connect to the light. The sensor knows you're there, but then doesn't do anything about it. So it's a nothing. It's reading information, but not recording it or doing anything with the information at the end of the day. Not everybody loves Rav Halperin's device because they don't like the idea of the timer, because it's the timer we know will be extended if it thinks it's too warm. And maybe that is considered something of an action on Shabbos. Not everybody likes Rav Halperin's device. Some people do like Rav Halperin's device. Whatever the end of the day. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have these 3 options. In America, as of now, unfortunately, we only have 2 options. And that is to have an older fashioned, I don't want to say old fashioned like it's like so old. It's just not a digital fridge. Or to have a GE with the Shabbos keeper take care of this issue. And until then, we just have to figure things out. If a person does, I would just not check right now. Unless you have a GE, I would just not check if you have a new fridge. I'm not sure what to do if you don't. And it creates an issue. Shabbos mode doesn't touch the sensor. Shabbos mode is just for lights. That's all it is. Shabbos mode is just for lights and the beep on the door. That's all it is. So it's a good thing to know about, a good thing to be aware of. If you're remodeling, you have friends remodeling, things to keep in mind. It's good business for GE, I guess so. But then hopefully the other organizations, the other fridge organizations will get on board and use this device and help them. Because at the end of the day, they don't have to design anything new. They don't have to create a new fridge like when the Starkey made the Shabbos program on the fridge or in the oven. They just have to share the code with these programmers in order to make this device that hooks up to it and helps the fridge out at the end of the day. So as they say, rak basi lo rare. I'm only coming to make people aware of, to raise the issue. People should know what's going on in the fridges, and people should spread the word and be responsible in their buying of products for Shabbos, and Hashem should let us continue to keep many Shabbosos into the future with health and happiness. Okay.